Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by our head of production, Seth Havhager.
Good morning.
And hopefully we're going to be joined by Paul Trombley any moment now. I imagine our weather people are pretty busy today.
Busy right now. So,
we are looking forward to hearing from Paul at any moment. Hopefully, he'll be calling in. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we will, of course, we'll have your weather updates for you at the end of every break. Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got coming up Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to doing some celebrating with everybody.
Yes,
that'll
indeed.
Be fun. A little after Melissa's news in this hour, we're going to be joined by our friend Phil Hartley with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Nice.
A big shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out by local, support local.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and dive into our opening topic here, and we'll see if Paul joins us, and maybe we can even get his take on this one.
That'd be fun.
I wonder if Paul has ever wanted to live off the grid. Ever thought about this?
Maybe he does. Maybe we don't know.
Yeah. He might actually. Yeah. Everyone expects you to respond to emails and texts immediately nowadays. Do you ever just wish you could go away for a few days without the pressure? Just go to that cabin in the woods or that high mountain cave.
Yes, yes. Well, not that cabin in the woods.
No.
But no,
cabin in the woods. Yeah. You definitely want to know the right cabin.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. And being joined right now by our good friends from the WeatherEye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to you.
How's it going over there?
All right.
Good.
I put down the wrong number at first try. It was just silence, and then it said, I'm sorry, this number has just been disconnected.
Oops.
So I was like, okay, all right.
We're ghosting you, Paul. We're really bad at breaking up, so we just wanted to, thought it'd be simpler with our... What is, we got like a London fog in front of us today, Paul.
Yeah.
What is it looking like with Mother Nature?
Yeah, certainly some dense fog out there for this morning, and it looks like we're going to see that still around here through midday, and then starting to get the visibility is better here later midday afternoon, and with the low clouds, maybe some breaks of sun filtering through later on today in the afternoon. Temperatures are going to stay back up to around 50 for a high. Winds out of the southwest developing, 10 to 25 miles per hour. Still some drizzle here and there as well. But otherwise, things staying pretty much as quiet, but colder as we get into tonight and Thursday. Some lingering clouds tonight, 26 west winds, 20 to 30. Gusty west winds Thursday, mix of clouds and sun, 41 for the high. Thursday night, partly to mostly cloudy, about 24. And then chances for light snow shower late Thursday night. Friday, we do see breaks of sunshine, highs at 47. Another chance for a rain-snow mix coming in later Friday night, 32. Maybe some slushy accumulations with that Friday night. Saturday, otherwise, snow shower, mixed precip early, and then on the way to mid-50s. And getting back into some more mid-60s for highs by Sunday and Monday. Maybe a passing shower on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny. And upper 60s Monday, even some 70s into the middle of next week. So definitely seeing spring come forth here for us in that extended outlook.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely some interesting weather in the short term here with these colder temps and the winds. Yeah.
We are really earning spring this year.
Yeah, we are.
Seth brought this up earlier. We're pretty sure we've hit the weather bingo. We've had every type of weather it's only Wednesday.
It's quite a week. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I think so. I think we filled our cards up pretty good. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul. We'll talk more tomorrow.
You bet.
Have a great day. Best in the business right there, our friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center, Paul Trombley and the gang. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what we were expecting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm liking to hear what's coming up next week, though. That sounds like it's like, ooh, have we finally turned the corner?
I don't know if I should have or not, but I wore my kicks today. I wore gym shoes.
Okay.
Like, I got my Converse on today. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to like getting those heavy boots off. I love my Timberlands, but they're heavy.
Yes.
I just wanted a lighter foot, especially with all the running I'm doing back and forth to the bathroom and everything. So I need running shoes.
You
right
need to
now.
Get those running shoes.
But
gone
I don't
there.
Know if it's. I might have pushed it. I might have gone a couple like a week early with the shoes. I can't help it.
That's all right. That's all right.
So we were talking about the idea of getting away. I think everybody has thought about it, if not dreamed about it, or has a plan.
Yep.
There's people like that. They got a plan for this. Oh, you push me a little bit farther, and I'm going to that. You know, out in the woods. And
Lenny Kravitz was right.
Yeah.
I want to fly.
Yes. Again. Yes, he was. It's nice. Someone asked 5,000 Americans about it. The question was, do you ever wish you could spend a few days, quote, off the grid, without people expecting you to call them back, reply to texts, or respond on social media? Turns out, most of us do crave that feeling of being fully unplugged sometimes. 57% said yes.
No, okay.
And just 20% said that they never feel that way.
Oh, interesting.
The remaining 23% said that they're not sure.
I'm going to give them a little more leeway on this one.
Yeah.
Because it may not have been something they thought about really that much. Like, oh, I don't know. So I'm going to be a little nicer doing this. Although more said they didn't know than actually said no.
Yeah,
no,
that's
I don't want to do that.
That frustrates me. That's the part that frustrates me. Like, why are you filling out the survey then? Why?
Well, they asked me.
They also say, or they never feel that pressure to respond.
Right.
So maybe that's part of that group of people,
too. Yeah,
it
could be, too, yeah.
11% said it's just not an issue they deal with.
Okay, well.
There wasn't a big difference across most demographics, but how old you are might matter.
Okay.
The group most likely to say that they'd love to unplug for a few days were people over 30, but under 65. So that's mainly people who are still working and includes a lot of parents as well.
That would make sense, though, when
the
you think about
I
it.
The first thing was parents.
Yeah.
Especially single parents.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It is. I generally believe that being a parent is the most difficult job in the world.
Yeah.
And it's not a job. But if we're going to, you know, throw that term around sometimes and everything, if you are, if you're going to include it, then it's got to be at the top.
It's definitely labor. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
it's nice labor. Maybe not a job, but it's definitely work. You actually have to do work when you're doing it. I mean, and any parent will tell you that. I mean, and like you said, I mean, or at least we're indicating, single parents have to do that much more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's and that's, to me, I can't even comprehend.
Yeah.
I cannot. It just boggles my mind how they can make things work.
Such a respect for it. And and knowing many single parents and everything, I don't know a single one of them that doesn't wouldn't want to, like, they don't, I wouldn't say, like, maybe they've used the term unplugged, unplug a little bit, but it's not so much unplug as it is, can I just have 5 minutes to breathe? And can I just have a little support?
Yes.
You know, like just show a little support. I'm not saying that that involves, maybe it does, but I'm not saying it involves a nonprofit or it involves a community outreach program or any of these kind of things. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. But what it does involve is these people have friends. These people have family.
Yeah.
Be supportive.
Yes.
Support, encouragement, cost nothing, can mean everything.
Yep.
It's not that hard to do. And maybe they won't have such a desire and need to unplug or, you know, any of these things. And we should be doing this for parents, with, you know, as well as parents in general. Just people in general. We should have each other's back more in society.
Oh, 110%. Which you can't have, but
100%,
yeah.
We are too quick to tear each other down.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that, that again, that also pushes people.
Mm-hmm.
There is not many people out. The only people I haven't heard complain about the social media keyboard cowards or the grown adults acting like children on social media and another reason to want to unplug and get away
no kidding.
Are the people that are doing that stuff. So everybody else can't stand it. Everybody, you're not fooling anybody. The same person on social media posting, like, you know, ridiculous stuff is no different than the person with the flag in front of their in their house and in front of their house and everything with swear words on it or whatever.
Yeah, right.
A person who's not even, you know, it's ridiculous. It you're not doing what you're trying to do here. Like, this braveness that you think you have or this strength, you look like lame.
Right,
look like very lame, very sad.
And I think it honestly, it makes them feel good.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they get out of it. I mean, you're right. No one thinks this is interesting, you know, or they just click on it for, you know, like, wow factor or something, clickbait, basically.
Yes.
But you're right, you know, and I think it just has to do with what makes them feel good.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, that's really kind of sad that's what it is.
It is, because a lot of social media is endorphin based, you know, seeing somebody like a post and it feels
exactly
good. But that just like drugs, that has a shelf life, and is that as good as you feel moments later, it's gone, so you feel almost worse. So the troll, the keyboard coward, has to keep doing it, has to keep up in the stakes.
Yep.
They don't most of the time believe a single word they're saying.
Yeah.
They're just just, they're basically, they're no different than a Russian bot. They just happen to have a social security number. They're not that different.
Yeah.
So I can see why people, there's a lot of factors as far as why people would want to pull away or get off the grid and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to me, should also be a sign of we're doing something wrong here.
Very good point.
There's a big difference of want 5 minutes to yourself, leave me alone in the bathroom, or I want to go on social media and just enjoy, just flip through and have some mindless zoning out or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And the idea of I'm pulling away from society.
That's a big difference.
I want out. I am, here is my my resume, my can't think of the word.
Yeah.
Because I've never done it. Resignation.
Resignation, yeah.
Here's my resignation from society. I'm going off to the woods.
Yeah,
That's not a good thing. That's not... That tells you that there's way too much, going on.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right. Yeah, there's a big difference between... And I think they might have, engaging in some hyperbole, going off the grid, which is kind of a... it's kind of a meme now,
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck getting off the grid these days. Good luck. I feel the same way about the cryptocurrency thing. The whole push of cryptocurrency was, the government won't be able to trace your money. Nobody will know where your money is. They know. They know. They always knew.
There's an actual record out there that anyone can see that shows where the money is.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I don't understand.
No. It doesn't take a lot of digging to realize that that's
ridiculous.
That's
okay, so. Yeah.
Now, there is one part of me that would like to do this, but only for the simple fact of seeing what I would look like when I came out of that cave. My hair being so much longer, no shaving, all that. I kind of like the idea of seeing what I would look like.
My guess is you'd look a lot like Jesus. So you wear the robes and everything. Just get the authentic look, There.
We have a similar tribe.
Yeah, that's
true. We do have a similar tribe.
It's true.
Didn't see that coming. That was good. We will take a break right here. We'll come back, do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And don't forget, after Melissa's news, we're going to have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. All that coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
It is time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we are about to do is do some celebrating, along with encouraging you to head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us.
Yes.
If you are celebrating a birthday today, Seth, and you get over to Misty's, what could happen?
You could get yourself a free slice of Brian's pie. This is... I was going to do that. I was going to say, this brought to you by the National Pie Council.
I was waiting for it. Seth is the head of the National Pie Council. So coming from him, that means a lot.
I'm waiting for a cease and desist order from the actual Pie Council.
Stop using us in your thing. Because there's got to be one, right? There's got to be a Pie Council. There's one for everything. That would be hilarious.
That would be funny.
I want to see that. We're gonna frame that letter.
We would put that up there, yes.
We have two great names on our list today. Seth, give me a one or a two.
One.
That's cool. But I'm sorry. I just saw a note from Pam here. We need the March winner to please call us, Tracy Lee Dean. She was our winner. If you can give us a call, 424-1300, or whoever gave us the name of the person, so we can make sure to get their Misties. We have a lot of listeners outside of state now and those things, and we get all these names, and we don't always know if it's a local name or not. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if Tracy's still a winner, but I don't know if she's getting the Misties.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how that's going to go. We'll see.
Yeah.
But keep on listening. And if you had a birthday in March or a birthday or anniversary, you may still be able to win.
Maybe we'll get your Misties. You never know.
But we get to today's celebrating. And first up on the list, want to wish a very happy birthday to Candy Shields.
Candy, happy birthday.
We wish you a great one, Candy. Enjoy your day. She is my mom's second cousin or something.
Okay.
Great lady.
I love the name Candy.
Yeah.
I wish more women had that name.
It's a good name.
Such a great name.
I like it. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today. I did not pick it. Seth did. I mentioned that because she is basically my second mom. Rhonda Shinaki celebrating a birthday today. Rhonda, my oldest friend Chris's mom. I don't know where I'd be without that woman. She was so good to me. And one of the first good people to me in Wisconsin here.
Very nice.
Really appreciate Rhonda. Just an incredible human being.
And now she's qualified
to
win some Misties. Yes. Yeah.
Enjoy your day, both of you. Looking at our celebrity list, Lily James is 34. She's Disney's live-action Cinderella, Lady Rose Aldridge in Downton Abbey, and Elizabeth Bennet in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. She was also in Yesterday, that movie about the Beatles expert and all that stuff.
Yep, mm-hmm.
And she's Pamela Anderson on Hulu's Pam and Tommy miniseries.
Oh, wow.
I believe she's married to the guy on Stranger Things, Harborough or...
David Harbour.
Yeah, David Harbour.
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting couple.
Like, yes.
Interesting couple. Very different, but very in love. Very, you know, yes. unique and stuff. Haley Atwell is 41. She is Peggy Carter.
Oh, I love Haley Atwell.
Haley Atwell is so good that she took this bit role in the Marvel series, and they were like, we got to build that.
We got to keep her.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we got to build on this and everything. And
yes.
She's done the voices for the British Captain America and
yeah,
the
Captain
What
Carter,
If stuff.
Yep, yep, yep.
She was in the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, I believe, as the
yes,
like,
she, yep.
parallel.
Yeah, yeah. One of the Illuminati alternative-verse. Yeah. I don't know if that's a word or not.
I like it,
One
though.
Of the multiverse, yeah, world. She was in that as well.
Alterniverse is a good word. I like it.
But any chance they get to bring out Peggy Carter, I love Haley Atwell. She is so good.
She did such a good job in that
yeah.
role. And she did a great job as Christopher Robin's wife in the Winnie the Pooh sequel, Christopher yeah. Robin. Mm-hmm. A good actor. Very good
yes,
actor.
Yes, very good actor.
Tom Riley is 42. Leonardo da Vinci on Starz's Da Vinci Demons. Now he's on HBO The Nevers. Sterling K. Brown is 47. Randall Pearson on This Is Us. He's Killmonger's dad in Black Panther.
Yes.
Sterling K. Brown, one of those great character actors.
Oh, man.
Been around a long time doing it, too.
Yes. I'm glad to see he's gotten some more recognition lately.
Yeah. His work on This Is Us and the notoriety he got from that, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was James Rodet's birthday, and I was saying the same thing with him.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
These actors that we like, we see them on these shows or in a movie that we appreciate, and then they get that big gig. They get the lead role in something or a big picture, like A Million Little Pieces or whatever that Rodet is a part of.
Yep.
I felt the same way about Carl Urban. I've seen Carl Urban do a lot of good work, but I've never really seen him be a lead actor. And I kept on thinking, well, gosh, somebody gives him a chance.
Yep.
Just give him an opportunity. He gets the lead role in The Boys on Amazon.
Yeah.
And that show is, I love that show, but it's also, like, ratings-wise and all that, doing incredibly
it's
well.
It's gangbusters, yeah, for sure.
You give actors an opportunity, and you could have a lot like, we're still rehashing the same action stars, man. The Rock's in his, like, 50s. Keanu just turned in, like, up there
yes.
in his 50s. Like Tom Cruise is 60 something and still jumping off of planes. Let's have some new action stars.
Action stars?
Yeah, let's get
Come
some
on.
New guys here and everything. Like, I don't know. Pharrell is 50 today. Ooh.
Wow. Is he happy about that?
Nicely done. One of the better producers of the last 30, 40 years, I would say.
A fluke hit, but you're right. No, he's a great producer.
He's really good at what he does. I'm really big fan. I'm a bigger fan of Nerd, the band that he has.
Yep.
Really
good
band.
The very good one, yes.
Let's see. Paula Cole is 55. She's still waiting. She still does not want to wait. And she's still wondering where all the cowboys have gone. She's best known for her hit "I Don't Want to Wait," of course, the theme to Dawson's Creek.
Yep.
But in our house, she's better known for that "Where Have All the Cowboys
Where Have
gone?
All the Cowboys
My
gone.
Mom loved that song. She'd play it like crazy, and it took me way too long to realize, like, Mom, do you like this song just because she says "Where is my John Wayne" in it? And I to this day, I don't know if I've seen my mother look sheepish before, but she hid. She hid her
it
face.
Was. It was. It was totally
it was.
That.
It was.
Yeah.
The woman's such a John Wayne fan that she just that liked is, the song just that, because of it.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing
no.
wrong with that.
Nope. Mike McCready is 57, Pearl Jam's lead guitarist. He started playing the guitar because of Kiss and loved Ace Frehley, so just kind of got into it.
How about that?
Great guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Great guitar player. Underrated guitar player, I would say. Christopher Kid Reed is 59 today. Kid and Play. He's the one with the giant flat top.
Yes.
I admire what he did. He did something similar to a lot of 80s, 90s stars, kind of got behind got on the production board. And the theme song to Bill Maher's Real Time, he did that.
Oh, really?
He
did not know that.
A lot of other stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I always admire when people are able to do that. DDP is 67. Diamond Dallas Page. I love they say semi-retired wrestler.
Are they ever really retired?
Wrestlers,
they always come back.
Wrestlers, boxers, never retire.
No, they never retire. Mm.
Let's see here. Roger Corman is 97.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Legendary low-budget director whose most respectable films include Little Shop of Horrors or House of Usher with Vincent Price.
Okay, I got to say something about Roger Corman here, okay? I have so much respect for what he did. Creating all these movies back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, what they called exploitation movies back then.
Yeah.
You know, something would be in the news and they're like, let's make a movie, you know, a quick turnaround, 4-day shoot kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, I mean, he was just an astute businessman. He never lost a dime. He made millions of dollars on these movies because he knew what people wanted to see. There weren't, and the reason I'm prefacing all this because he also discovered a lot of talent. Jack Nicholson, Jonathan Demme.
I was going to say
Francis Ford Coppola's first movie was under Roger Corman producing that. Yeah, wow. Dementia 13. He had all the talent that came through there. Not a good director.
No, horrible.
His movies are bad.
His movies are very bad.
And they were not supposed to be good. Which is why. But don't tell me that he's like some art director. He's not.
No.
He didn't even want to be. That's not why he did it.
No. He was a smart businessman.
Exactly.
And an eye for talent, too.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Some people no longer with us, and this is quite the list today, everybody. In fact, I think it has, I don't think I've ever seen this before, where we have three of the greatest actors of all time in this list of people no longer with us. First up, though, I want to wish, condolences, however you'd put it. Colin Powell, born on this day in 1937, passed away in 2021. Christopher Hewitt, born in 1921, passed away in 2011. He was Mr. Belvedere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Wonderful.
The great, the legend, Betty Davis, born in this day in 1908, passed away in 1989. Legendary Oscar winner, actress, and it certainly inspired the Kim Carnes song, Betty Davis Eyes, and all that. But it wasn't just the look of her eyes, you have to understand, if you understand Betty Davis's great acting.
Yep.
It was the way that she could tell you things with her eyes, that she could deliver a sentence with her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Davis came about in the time where women had no standing in any room, let alone in the entertainment room or anything.
Forget
like that.
Forget it. Yep.
Betty Davis is one of the trailblazers. The why nowadays, that's not the case.
Exactly. Exactly. She was so, and you have to remember this. She, because in her later years, she was, you know, it was always the, oh, Betty Davis, so hard to work with, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
She's always a thing. But you have to realize that she was a trailblazer.
Yep.
That said, you know, no, I'm not going to do certain things, or this is the way I'm going to do things, and you have to respect me because of who I am, what I've done.
They talked about her like she was a diva or something. When you look back now, you see the stories and all this is like, oh, no, she was just trying to get some respect.
Exactly.
She was just trying to get some equal pay or any of these things and stuff.
And it's still, I mean, look at Hollywood now. I mean, yeah, it's gotten better, but it's still, there's still issues with this. It's been going on since the beginning of movies, basically.
Milwaukee's own, born in this day in 1900, passed away in 1967, Spencer Tracy. Spencer Tracy was offered the role of the Penguin on the TV series Batman before Burgess Meredith, but Tracy said that he'd only do it if he could kill Batman. To which he knew they would not allow. And that was a smart move by him, though. I don't know. I don't believe that you could tell the story of acting without mentioning Spencer Tracy.
No. No, you can't.
The Old Man in the Sea, obviously Father of the Bride, or Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, I think are good ones. But it's a mad, mad world. That's what I want to... No.
Hey, that's not a bad one.
He's not. No,
he was the straight character in that one, of that whole thing. In fact, he's the author of, I don't know if it was originally to him or whatever, of one of my favorite acting quotes of all time. Someone asked him, Mr. Tracy, you know, what would you tell a young actor just coming up? And he apparently, according to the person telling it, you know, he thought about it for a second, and then he looked up like he did the way he would look up at people, and he said, acting is the greatest thing in the world, just don't let anyone ever catch you doing it.
Oh, such a good line. Such a good line.
It's a great quote,
by the way. In acting history, nobody ever did the look up better than Spencer Tracy.
God. Nobody. He patented it, man.
Yes. Another legendary actor, Gregory Peck, born on this day in 1916, passed away in 2003. He won an Oscar for Atticus Finch and To Kill a Mockingbird, played Captain Ahab in the 56 version of Moby Dick, but I don't know, one of the greater actors I've ever seen.
One of my all-time favorites, and a lot of it has to do with that voice.
Yes.
Gregory Peck. I loved it. Oh, his voice is so good.
So good. Such a
that
voice.
Deep, rumbling voice. Love it.
The great Booker T. Washington, born on this day in 1856, passed away in 1915. Educator and spokesman, also the first African-American invited to the White House. He was the dinner guest for Theodore Roosevelt in 1901, a month after he took office.
Wow.
So I believe he was the first dinner guest that Roosevelt had.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
Mm. And so many things Booker T. Washington has credit for. So many great quotes, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know much about Booker T. Washington, today's a great day to learn more about him.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Joseph Lister, born in this day in 1827, passed away in 1912. Brilliant scientific mind who pioneered antiseptic surgery and also invented Listerine.
Which makes sense because it's named after him.
Yeah. It'd be weird to name that. A very happy birthday to Candy Shields, and a happy birthday to our qualifier, Rhonda Shinaki. Everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, we wish you a great one.
Yes, indeed.
Stick around for Melissa's News. Otherwise, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. A couple of criminals. Not really, but it played into the song.
It did.
Fiona Apple's album, this album that the song is off of, title, I think... I love her voice so much.
This was such a great album.
I think that album title is top 50 greatest produced albums of all time.
Yes.
It's in the top 100, top 50, something like that. It's song after song, the layers in the music is so in-depth.
Yep.
I have not still to this day heard an album like it.
No, you're absolutely right. And this video, you see it once, you can never you never forget it.
Because
it's an amazingly weird video.
I she's still making good music everything, but I don't know if you can really top something like that, you know? Like, that album was just so darn good.
It was really good.
We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Post Printing any moment. Looking forward to that with getting our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. What word are we going to add to our lexicon today? We're looking forward to that. This is going to be fun. I'm going to ask Phil this when he joins us. I want to tease it to the audience. Next hour, we're going to kick things off touching on some entertainment stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to get into the best baseball movies according to the AV Club, our friends over at The Onion.
Oh, well, this will be interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I like the AV Club a lot, but I don't know. This is going to be...
It's going to be interesting, so start getting your answers ready. Already. Get them set, everyone.
All right.
We go to this interesting story here. The owner of a ramen noodle eatery in Japan said he is banning customers from using their phones in order to speed up seating times and preserve the integrity of the dish.
Really?
Koda Kai, owner and operator of the Tokyo eatery Debuchan, said he noticed the customers who waited the longest to dig into the bowls of ramen noodles placed in front of them tended to be watching YouTube videos on their phone. Kai said he was concerned not only about customers trying to tying up valuable seating space during peak hours, but about the way that the ramen noodles stretch out and they just get bad after they've been sitting there a while.
Yeah, because they're basically soaking up water while they're in the now. Really quick here, when they're talking about ramen, this is not the stuff you buy at the store. For a dollar a package.
Yeah.
No, actual Japanese ramen is a whole dish. It's got noodles. It's got, it's got a whole bunch of stuff in a bowl. But it's kind of like, it's also kind of a soup as well. Because there's some broth in there as well. And it's if you've ever had like authentic ramen, it's delicious. Absolutely delicious. But yeah, if you wait too long, the noodles are going to soak up all the broth. And it's not going to be as good.
I ate ramen noodles because I went to college.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's kind of a rite of passage
you have to.
Mm-hmm. But I've had real ramen before, and I can't really eat the dollar ramen.
No, it just doesn't work anymore.
It's one of those things. Kai said he is now posting any signs about the phone ban, but he's not posting any signs about the phone ban, but he has started speaking to customers individually about keeping their phones put away. It's an interesting idea.
Wow. That's pretty cool. And if you think Americans use their phones a lot, go to Japan.
Yeah.
They're on their phones all the time.
Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing here in Wisconsin Rapids. Phil Hartley joining us right now. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James. Seth, how are you guys today?
We're doing all right.
How's it over there?
Yeah, good. Can you see your out your window?
Not
very far.
Gotten a little better, but not by much. Not by much.
Say you guys along the river, you probably even get more of it. You know?
Yeah,
definitely. Phil, we wanted to get right to it. What is our wicked awesome word for today?
Oh, you betcha. It's magniloquent.
Ooh.
Magniloquent. Magniloquent.
Ooh.
Which means expressing yourself in a lofty, a grandiose style. Or maybe better words, to have grandiose pontifications.
Ooh. We got a lot of new words today. Wow.
Yeah.
Which basically means you're saying these great big words, but they probably don't mean a lot.
Yes.
That's another way to think of the definition.
Right on. I love.
Sounds very intelligent and important, but really might have little substance.
There you go.
Yeah, I love words that when you hear them or you say them, you feel smart. Like, it's a good one. That's a good one.
And that's exactly what it means. Too,
so. Yeah.
There you go.
It's fantastic.
Oh yeah.
How'd you, as
Beverly Hillbillies would say it, high flute language, I would think.
Nice.
Yeah.
How'd you come across that one, Phil?
Yeah, I saw that one online this week when I was looking up something.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So whenever I catch it, like you said, you know, just in daily, because of this, you've got me on another path in life here. But
a lexicographer.
Off to the side, you know. And when I see a word that I don't know, I write it down on the side. Then when I get time, I go back after it.
Content game.
Yeah, that's right.
Phil,
it's made a new career path for me, I guess.
I always appreciate that. And it's not that's kind of par for the course for you, Phil. That's true.
Change careers like he does suits,
Yeah. Phil, how are things over at the shop? We want to encourage people to get on over there, all your printing needs over at Quality Plus Printing. How are things going over there?
A lot better. Hey, Tracy's back, our designer.
Oh, good.
And then I don't have to work so hard, which is a lot better for me.
Very good.
Tracy had a great week of vacation. So we're back. We're energized. We're ready to help. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
And they mean it, too. Now, certainly, we've got a lot of great people around here, businesses, nonprofits that are always looking for pamphlets or a sign or any of those kind of things. But Phil means it. Like, throw them a curveball. They'll see if they can do it. They'll pull it off for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're proud to help this community so much. So bring it on. We'll try to help you with any, you know, marketing plans. Tracy's a tremendous designer, one of the best, you know, in the nation. I would swear to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you come to us with ideas, you know, we'll work with you and make them happen. And that's one of the services we offer that we don't really push a lot is Tracy's design. We not only print a lot of things, but we get a lot of jobs or, you know, offers for just to have Tracy design something.
Nice.
Why not?
And for them, their logo or, you know, or the help with their website design. We don't do website design, but she helps, you know, create the graphics for some different people.
Wow.
There's a bunch of billboards up in this area that are Tracy's work. Because she designed, you know, what's on those billboards for some local companies. So kind of fun that way, too, to think, you know.
It's very cool.
That we have that.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Too, as well.
Got a couple of friends that work out west in graphic design and those things. And it always means something to me to when they do something and I know the person and it's a local or somebody mm-hmm. like that. I think of the Brewers logo. And the history of that and everything.
Yeah.
And it's a cool logo. It's a great design. I think it means even more because of the history of it or just knowing, you know, the person being a quote unquote local or something. I think that with Trace, hey, you can go to her and get your design. Not only are you going to get an original design, you're going to mm-hmm. get a local original design.
Right.
You're supporting local.
Right. No, I appreciate that. No, that's very true. And she just does a great job, so I can't recommend her enough. And the guy that did the Brewers logo, he, should be a billionaire.
I hope so.
That's
I really do.
Best sports logo there is.
Yeah, exactly.
Phil, speaking of baseball, before we let you go, Seth and I are going to be talking about the greatest baseball movies of all time coming up. Do you have a favorite, or do you have one that you enjoy? Or it doesn't have to be the best, maybe, but one that you really like.
Well, Major League's always fun.
yeah, good one, good one.
When you see Mr. Euchre in there.
Yes, just a bit outside.
Yeah.
He didn't need much to pump up his career, but the boy,
that was great.
It's an iconic role, yeah.
I genuinely believe Bob Euchre steals that movie.
Oh, yeah, every scene he's in.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Sheen,
yeah.
Tom Berenger, Wesley Snipes, any of the actors in it, they all pale to Bob Euchre's performances. I've seen that movie a billion times. The lines I remember from it are all Euchre's.
All Euchre's.
It's just a great character. And then, I don't know, the actor that played his underling or his sibling.
Yes.
A great role there, too.
Yeah. Great job by that guy. I can't think of his name. I know. I've seen him in other stuff. Good character actor. But didn't have to do a whole lot, but he played off of Bob great.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Stand there and smile or whatever. Sit there and enjoy the ride, I guess, on that role, you know?
Yep.
We always appreciate the time, Phil. Thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to another one next Wednesday. One more time, what is our Wicked Awesome Word for today?
The Wicked Awesome Word of the day is, you got to speak this all day, magniloquent.
Magniloquent. Magniloquent.
Using high-flown or bombastic language.
Ah, it's great.
It's what the internet's telling me now.
That's great. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Phil. You have a great day, and say hi to the staff for us, okay?
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take care now.
You too.
You too.
We'll talk with Phil again next Wednesday. You can talk with him right now. He's over at 3515 East Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Join our friends at Quality Plus Printing. You can give them a call at 715-423-7440. That's 423-7440. Encourage you to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Hope they have a great day over there. I'm looking forward to our next word.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. We'll take a break here. Come back. Have more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here. Hope you're having a good one out there. I got more of a touch of gray than you do. You don't have any.
That's not true.
It's not fair.
If I grew out my whiskers, you'd definitely be seeing lots of gray there.
Well, hope you're having a great day out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday. More fun stuff lined up in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have some entertainment news. Seth and I are going to talk about the greatest baseball movies according to the AV Club. Looking forward to that.
We'll see if they're right.
Yeah, we'll find out. And we're going to get into some other stuff. Danny Wright stories. Good stories of the day all coming up. Right now, this pretty much could have been a That Ain't Right story.
Okay.
Everything has a story about, everyone has a story about leaving something in their pocket while doing laundry. Gum, money.
Yeah.
You know, it's always the one thing you don't want to leave in your pocket that gets stuck in the pocket.
No.
Spoiler alert, or a little side note here, as I have found having done this many times.
Right.
And doing my laundry since I was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
If you find it out of the wash, sometimes you can save the product or the clothes or whatever.
Right, right.
It's once it gets in the dryer, you're done. Once it's in the dryer and it melts in there and everything.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And then you're toast. See, now money is great. In fact, that it's made partially out of cloth, so then you could do that, and then you can make dad jokes about laundering money, which is what I do all the time when I wash money.
So. It's fantastic. I love that. So everyone's done something like this, but not everybody has had it usually involve a life-threatening thing happen.
Yeah.
There's a video making the rounds online where someone is seen leaving a laundromat, and seconds before there's an explosion and a dryer is engulfed in flames.
Oh, my goodness.
It created a force so strong that the winds of the place were blown out. So it's possible that if someone had been inside, they would have been seriously injured or much worse.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it sounds like no one was hurt, which is why, of course, we could do the story.
Yeah, thank goodness.
It happened in Spain, and the reports say that the fire was caused by someone leaving their lighter inside a pants pocket.
Oh, no.
Now, that alone probably wasn't enough to cause the explosion.
Right.
There was probably something wrong with the dryer or the lighter or both that caused the fire.
Right.
But it is freaky to watch.
You know, and I think, I'm sure this has happened many, many times. People have done this. They've left lighters in their pants and they wash them and stuff like
that.
I've done it. Yeah.
You know, a long time ago.
So, but that's really scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember doing this, and it was a lighter I liked. And I did smoke cigarettes at the time. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, oh, I lost my great lighter. It's all wet now, and I threw it out or whatever. Yep. I didn't realize I skated by. Like,
jeez, yeah.
It could have been a lot worse. That ain't right.
That is not right.
That's messed up.
You know what? People say that you should never run your dryer when you're not at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now the more I think about it, I think that's actually a very wise course of action, because now I have been and when I've had dryers, you know, changed out, you know, we had to get a new one. The other one was broken or whatever, where people have found like dead squirrel carcasses like the hot air thing. And you're like, oh, my gosh, that could have started a fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, drying clothes can be really dangerous. So make sure you're at home. Don't leave it. Don't dry something and then leave the house, okay? We'll just say that. Make sure you're at home when you do it, all right?
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Here is another one that is that ain't right story, but I think everybody has to make their decision on who was wrong in this one.
Oh, okay.
A Massachusetts mom who let her 5-year-old daughter play with her phone during a car ride was shocked to discover the girl had ordered nearly $4,000 worth of child-sized motorcycles and cowgirl boots on Amazon. Jessica Nunes of Westport said she thought her daughter, Lilla, was playing games on her phone during a recent drive home. But she later discovered the girl had been shopping on Amazon. Nunes discovered that Lilla had spent $3,922 buying items, including 5 child-sized pink dirt bikes.
Nice.
5 child-sized blue dirt bikes.
Nice.
10 pairs of women's size 7 cowgirl boots.
Nice.
And just to top it off, you know, for a battery-powered child-sized Jeep.
You know what? Sounds like she was starting her own gang.
Yeah, it does.
That's really her own motorcycle gang. I think that's what she was doing.
Keep an eye on Lila. All right? Yeah. She's a cute kid, but that's how they get you.
They get you.
She's starting a bike gang.
The mini bike riding, cowboy boot wearing gang.
Yes. Yep. A bunch of kindergartners riding around on their bikes, and pink bikes with cowboy boots.
Demanding milk from everyone they come across.
Oh, no. Here they come. Like the old West movies where everybody shuts the blinds and everything. The mother said she does not know how Lila managed to find the items on Amazon, but her daughter had motorcycles on the mind since the day before placing the order.
No, this was a calculated act here.
This was not accident.
This was not. No, she knew what she wanted.
I'll give Lila a little bit of a break here. Maybe she didn't want 5 of these items, and she didn't like know about that part of the quantity part. But she was definitely, she thought she was getting away with something.
She knew what she wanted.
Yeah.
And I told, no, but she's fine. She's fine. People, how many stories have we done now?
Yeah.
People giving phones to their underage children who should not be messing with phones, and things like this happen. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Quote, there was an older boy with a bike, and Lila was devastated because she was too young to ride it. I don't know how she found the exact item. She found the exact item.
That's impressive.
She said Lila was perfectly open about why she went on the shopping spree. She said, I just wanted it, and I got it. Out of the mouths of babes.
Kids are great.
Nunes said she is, and that's one of those things, too, that I'd forgotten about being around little kids, how literal they are.
Oh, very much so.
And I did not realize how confusing it is to talk to me. I talk in metaphors. I talk in examples.
Yep.
I can't go 5 minutes without doing it. And to a little kid, like, I don't get idioms. I don't get metaphors. Nope. What are you doing? I don't understand half the references you're making.
Concrete thinking.
Yes.
Yes. We, as adults, we do very mostly abstract thinking, but kids don't. They're still on concrete thinking, and you're absolutely right.
It's a funny one. So she said Lila was perfectly open about this. Nunes said that she is in the process of having the items returned. She said she is using the incident as a teachable moment. Quote, I did tell her maybe if she acts right, she behaves, and she does her chores around the house, that we can get her a bike that's more geared towards her age range.
There you go.
A little slower, maybe, as she said.
She obviously wants to ride bikes, though, so, you know.
I think it's low hanging fruit to say, oh, the mom ain't right here because she wasn't able to, that she didn't see this coming or something. But giving your kid your phone or your tablet or anything like that is something a lot of us do, especially in the car.
Yeah.
When you're, got a long ride or anything like that.
Right.
And parents have done this since the dawn of children. Okay,
yeah.
I have no doubt in my mind that cavemen had something that shook, or it just stared at the wall.
Yep,
stare at the wall. You said we worked really hard on those drawings,
those cave drawings. Did you see those? Yeah, look at those for a while.
Stare on those for a little. or maybe it was the one time in parenting history where they were like, hey, right on the wall, go on, right on the wall. It's okay.
We haven't invented paper yet. Right on the wall.
I don't necessarily. I don't know if there's any necessarily that wrong person.
No,
in this
I don't
one.
Think so.
It's just kind of that's wrong situation, like that ain't right situation.
Well, and hopefully, obviously, they were able to rectify everything, and she was able to cancel all that stuff. And that's, but again, it's something to consider when you think of all the apps that you have on your phone.
Yeah,
and whether kid they're appropriate for kids, we just don't know. That's the thing.
I wanted to real quickly send a big shout out to Pam Hilke. Not only does Pam is the heart of WFHR and does so much around here, but she got us these scores to wrap up our March Madness.
Yes.
And in the NIT, we went through that. Pam won that because she picked North Texas.
Which
way
is
to
so
go,
cool.
Pam.
Yeah.
And in the NCAA bracket, Pam had 36 points, Beth with 40, Randy with 51, I had 53, Terry had 56.
Nice.
And Seth wins it again with 77. nobody had UConn or San Diego State in the final. We had UCLA, Alabama, Gonzaga, Marquette, and somebody had Charleston.
That is true. And I just want to say that despite yours and Randy's threatening conversation you had on Monday on Playmakers, saying you're going to come talk to me. You come talk to me. When James says that, I'm a little worried.
Understandable. We just want to know your secret. That's all. Nothing.
There is no secret.
It's Randy and I coming to you all tough like that. Like, hey, Seth, we got to talk. And then as soon as everybody else is out of earshot, Seth, please tell us. We're begging.
What do you
please.
Do? Come
please,
on, man.
Please. Take a break. Come back. Have more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.